He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's the March 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. In San Diego, California, as I watch a big freighter come into the bay carrying cars from Japan. I don't know if there's any Teslas on this load or not, but it is a beautiful sight early in the morning here. Well, let's see if we've got any beautiful sights out there on the market right now. Of course, we had a huge day after the Ukrainian situation simmered down just a little bit. Today, we've got the Dow down 11 points so far. The Dow is at 16,384. The S&P 500 is about even on the day, which we'll call a victory. Just to hold on to those big gains from yesterday, I don't see how you can't not call that a victory so far. The day's not over yet, but the S&P is at 1,873, not too far from 1,900. And, of course, this Sunday, we celebrate the five-year anniversary, Friday, as far as trading days go, of the five-year-old bull market. Now, I finally hear CNBC starting to talk about it, which I've been talking about it for quite some time now, that anniversary of that 666 level that we hit way back on March 9th of 2009. Where were you on that day? I think I was under my desk, you know, hunkering down for the end of the world. The NASDAQ is down a half a point right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,351. Gold, you know what? Gold wanted war. Gold didn't get war. At least not yet. Gold is at 13.35. We have the 10-year yield, heading back up, 2.71%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, interest rates got all the way down to 1.25%. I'm going to have to look at the day that interest rates hit that level, because that will be a significant day as we look back in history, because interest rates basically have been heading up ever since. Yesterday, in fact, where are we at today? 2.71 now on the 10-year yield. What are the prospects for interest rates going forward, and what does that mean for your portfolio? Look, the bond market is bigger than the stock market. There's a lot of people out there that have their money in one way or another in bonds. Take a look at your 401k and the choices that you have and how you're currently allocated in your 401k. Or if you're a teacher and you've got a TSA, take a look and see how you're currently allocated in your funds. Are you in total bond funds, total return funds, balanced funds? If so, you have a big, big exposure to the bond market. I talked to a guy yesterday who works in my industry, one of the big worldwide names, money management firms in my industry. His industry lets him invest in their stuff, which is asset allocation stuff. His portfolio over the last 2 years has averaged about 4% per year. He's coming to me for me to manage his money, to do it what I think is the right way, to go where the action is, not to spread your assets all over, heck, and get such mediocre returns over time, which is pretty much the dumbing down of my industry that I've watched over the years. Really, what they want you to do in my industry when they hire you is to sell. They don't want you to think. They want you to put your clients into a scientifically proven model that won a Nobel Prize over time and then move on to the next person. and maybe revisit that portfolio once a year. And anybody who's out there listening, I have a lot of people that listen to my show that are in the industry. They know what I'm talking about. It's just been a wave, a move to mediocrity over time. A lot of it's been driven by regulations, by compliance issues, by people going off the wagon a little bit. And so they want everybody on the same wagon so they can control their employees, so they can train them quickly, so they can manage them, so they're getting the same returns all across the globe. And those returns, in my opinion, you can argue with me, are mediocre. Now, I read a little article this morning. President Obama has proposed his new $3.9 trillion budget. But the line that caught my eye is the following. The government expects debt interest payments, okay? This is the payments that we're making on our debt, the interest payments, which are hefty right now. But you think they're hefty now. The government expects debt interest payments to more than triple over the next decade due to higher interest rates and increasing debt. You know what? If I'm a family, that's a potion. That's a formula for disaster, to have so much debt that just your debt payment alone, just your interest payment alone on your debt is going to triple over the next 10 years. But the one sentence that jumps out at me, the government expects higher interest rates over the next 10 years. But your guy's got you in bonds. Your guy or your gal has you in interest rate sensitive investments all over the place. And yet our own government, in their budget, is forecasting higher interest rates over the next 10 years. What does that mean for your bond holdings? You know what? I've heard the argument, well, if I hold my bonds to maturity, I'm going to get my whole bunch of principal back that I put into it, exactly what I put into it, and I'm going to get my coupon rate along the way, my income. But very few people hold bonds to maturity. Most people have exposure to bonds through mutual funds, through asset allocations, through various instruments that give them exposure to the debt markets. There's two basic markets out there. You can loan a company money and enter into the debt market with a promise and a handshake. We'll pay you back, don't worry. We'll pay you back in 30 years or 15 years or 10 years. And now you've just increased the amount of debt in the world by loaning somebody money. Or there's the equity market, where you're a part owner of the company. I don't know. To me, being a part owner of the company is much more attractive. It seems like there's much more upside potential. Yes, there's more risk. But if I'm really careful on who I choose to buy and invest in, it seems like I can control my risk to some extent. And if all of a sudden my investment starts to go sour in that ownership of that company, I can always back out. You know, I watch this movie or this show Shark Tank, and these guys come before these guys. They're investors. They're not loaning money to these people because they know that there's not a lot of money in loaning to these inventors and to these entrepreneurs. They want a piece of the action. And they sit there and they listen to their pitches, what they've got going at their company, what their ideas are, how they're going to market it, how they differentiate from the competition, and on and on and on. And then they choose which ones they want to invest in. They don't choose which guy they want to loan money to. Yeah, I mean, there's a time for the bond market and the fixed income market. That time is when interest rates are coming down. That's when you can make money in the bond market, when interest rates are coming down. But when our own government today, as part of their budget package, makes the statement that they expect higher interest rates over the next decade, what does that mean for you, the bond investor? It means that not only you're going to get a very low return on your money because interest rates are low now, but your principal is in jeopardy going forward because higher interest rates, lower principal. So I am still not a fan of the bond market. I am 100% in equities. I've been there for the last 2 years. I think the bond market is still a very poor place to be, and you're not going to convince me that asset allocation based on age is the way to go. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm a believer that bonds continue to be a bad place to be invested. And our own government is saying that over the next decade, they expect higher interest rates to impact the budget of the United States of America, because we make some very heavy debt payments, interest payments. A lot of it's to ourselves because we own our own debt, which is kind of hard to follow, but trust me, we do. And they expect interest rates to go higher and our debt to go up over the next 10 years, which that's not a good combination there, either one of those. And when you add them both together, that's a nasty little potion. But we're worried about our own little 401ks and our IRAs and our college funds and our savings accounts and whatnot. So what do? If we're very conservative and we still want to get that income, but yet we don't want to get into the debt market right now. There's just too much debt out there. And if interest rates are headed higher, that jeopardizes our principal. Well, my solution for the last 2 years has been to buy equities. You can still own a stake in the company. You still have ownership, but equities that pay dividends. So in addition to having some ownership in the company, you're also getting a steady stream of income coming in as long as you hold the stock. And I've created a very eclectic portfolio of stocks in my income and growth account. And that's a key point, income and growth. No guarantees, but I want the potential for capital appreciation along with the income that I'm getting from the stocks that I own in that portfolio. I don't have all my money in one stock in that income and growth portfolio. I don't have it all in three stocks. I have it spread out. I take about a 3 or 4 position in 25 to 30 different stocks at a time when I'm fully invested. And I believe that that income portfolio right now is about 70% invested, something like that. The other 30% is in cash on the sidelines looking for opportunities. Opportunities like one that I currently own that has been very good to me so far. You know, when you write articles for these MarketWatch, Street.com, Seeking Alpha, when you write about a really great stock that's unknown, you might get 600 or 700 people that even read the article. I have put so many under the surface big winners out there that have gotten very little attention. That's okay with me. I own them. It's fine. I'm reaping big profits from these stocks. Unless you're talking about Apple or IBM or one of the glamour stocks, you know, you're not going to have 25,000 people reading your articles. That's just the nature of the beast. And I know when I put out an article on something that I own that's just been great to me over the years, and even though it's unknown, I know I'm only going to get 600 or 700 people that even read the thing, but it's still worth it to me. Just to establish, who's the guy who told you about this thing that has done so well? Who's the guy who wrote about a company in Pryor, Oklahoma, a $272 million microcap company that has paid healthy dividends over the years, that currently offers a dividend yield of 4.1%, but has also delivered superior capital gains along with those dividends over the year? I'm the guy who wrote about it, I don't know, many months ago. And I practice what I preach. Normally, I very seldom write about anything that I don't own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I wrote about a little company called Orchids Paper Products many moons ago. They manufacture tissue paper, paper towels, bathroom tissue, and paper napkins for the consumer and at-home markets. It makes me want to sneeze just reading the description of what they do. But you know what? What they do is very simple. And what they do has been to put money in shareholders' pockets over the years. You know, it's funny that best stocks now come in all shapes and sizes. I have found some of the weirdest stocks over time with my Best Stocks Now app by just, you know, highly rated, giving the returns, undervalued. And here's how I found Orchids Paper Products. Over the last 5 years, this little tissue paper stock in Oklahoma has delivered to its investors 30% per year. Well, extrapolate that out. Begin with $10,000 and add $30,000 for 5 years in a row and see what that's worth today. No guarantees they'll do that going forward, but that's what they've done in the past. Over the last 3 years, it's been even better than that. They've quadrupled the returns of the market. Little Orchids Paper Products, the symbol is TIS, T-I-S, and it is a good stock, has delivered 47.4% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 12%. Again, quadrupling the returns of the market over the last 3 years. Over the last 12 months, TIS is up 63%. Now, this is a stock we've owned for quite some time at Gunderson Capital Management. While TIS has been delivering 63.5% per year, the market's been delivering 22.9%. Now, you say to me, well, Gunderson, the dividend yield's only 4.1%. How can this stock be up 63% over the last 12 months? Well, obviously, the rest of the gain has come from capital appreciation, growth in earnings, and their earnings continue to grow. In fact, their earnings are expected to continue to grow by 17% over the next 5 years per year. That's the analyst consensus estimate. The stock is currently trading at 15 times forward earnings, meaning that it's trading still, even with the big gain over the last year. When I bought the stock, it had a 5% dividend. Now it has a 4.1% dividend yield. But the stock is still trading at a discount to its growth rate. In fact, the PEG ratio is 0.92 on the stock, meaning that the growth rate is greater than the forward PE ratio. The dividend yield is currently 4.2 on Orchids Paper Products. So TIS passes my performance test, gets a B+. TIS passes my valuation test. And when I stack TIS up against all the other stocks out there, it comes in at number 435, which is pretty good for a dividend income stock. And it's been as high as number 116 in the last 6 months. Back when I bought it, I believe it was in my top 100. And as I look at the chart of the stock and take a current temperature of it, I see a stock that hit a brand new all-time high a week ago, continues in a nice upward trend, continues to deliver the dividends to investors. It's your choice. You know, you can go to the bond market for your income, or you can go to the stock market for your income. I prefer the stock market. Not a recommendation, just an example of what a Best Stocks Now looks like in the income arena. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Here comes that freighter. Couple freighters passing each other. That's always interesting. Watch, always want to pass, is it red to red, right to green, something like that. There's an old saying. Anyways, we've had quite the market here over the last week or so with the troubles in the Ukraine. But the bottom line is this now. The S&P 500 has broken through that 1850 level with a vengeance, and it did that yesterday, and it seems to be clear sailing right now. We have no resistance right now. We're hitting new highs on the S&P 500. How long will it last? I don't know. We take it a day at a time. We have no resistance levels to worry about right now until the market finally tops out somewhere here and starts to back off. Then we'll start to establish a new resistance level. But that old resistance level of 1850 is now gone. We have an S&P 500 that's well above that. We have a NASDAQ that's still marching on to new 13-year highs. It's well above. It doesn't have any resistance either. The Dow needs to get through 16,600 to break through its resistance level. Is it all systems go right now? Well, at least for right now it is. Until the next threat, worry comes along. I'm not so sure the Ukrainian situation is totally behind us. That seems like a weird ending. A lot of things left up in the air there. Seems like there has to be a lot of resolution still to a lot of the issues. But in the meantime, we're finding lots of individual stocks that are breaking out to new highs and doing quite well. And many of them we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. And you know that I like to find companies that are strong, that have good performance, that are stocks of today and not yesteryear. You know, I mean, I've talked about this concept so many times in the past. You can own GM or you can own Tesla. You can own, America Online. Or you can own Yelp. And Yelp is a stock that I own currently. And I want to talk about Yelp again because it's hitting a new all-time high today. Yelp has become a very important company. Somebody had a good idea. $6.9 billion idea so far and counting. Yelp went public in 2012 with a simple little concept. If you go eat at a restaurant or you use a service somewhere or you stay at a hotel, whatever, just send a little, write a little review, and we'll create a community of people that give honest opinions of the places they eat, places they stay, places they do business with, and over time we'll get a consensus of opinion on those places. And when people want to go out and try a new place, they could go on Yelp and type in, let's see, we're going to try Chula Vista tonight for Mexican food. And click on the search, and up come the top rated spots. And then, of course, you can read the reviews, you can look at the pictures, you can read the menu and everything, and make sure there aren't any cockroaches in the kitchen. Things like this, you know, that usually the competition will write a review of their competitor. Oh, I'd never eat at that place. They, you know, you can kind of sift through, though, the ones that you know have been planted there, and you get a consensus estimate over time. Yelp's a very valuable tool. I use Yelp all the time. And if I have a bad experience, I go on Yelp and write a little review about my experience. Not a lot. It has to be either extraordinarily good or extraordinarily bad for me to put out a Yelp on a company. But I think it's a great stock and a great company. And I think anybody who now tries to get in on this business has kind of been left behind. Kind of like how Pandora grabbed that radio business and ran with it. Kind of like how Google grabbed that search engine business and ran with it and planted their feet firmly as the market leader early on. And then it becomes very, very difficult for companies to come along later and try to do the same thing and try to steal away their business. You know, and Yelp is a market leader, in my opinion, at what they do. Yelp came public at $12 a share back in 2012, and today Yelp is pushing $100 per share. It's $99.97 today. So let's do a little Yelp on Yelp here today and see what we come up with. And I'll tell you why it's one of the stocks that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. As I said, Yelp is a $6.9 billion market cap company. It's headquartered in the Bay Area, San Francisco, California. You know, I see some of those restaurants up there. They have like 4,000 reviews. They just have a little better dining scene than we have here in San Diego. If a restaurant has 300 or 400 reviews down here in San Diego, that's considered one of the most popular restaurants. Yelp is very popular up in the Bay Area with all the foodies and all the food channels and all the gourmet stuff, you know, out there in the wine country and whatnot. Yelp currently is doing about $250 million. Let's see, annual revenue, $232 million in sales. Yelp currently has put up the following numbers. Yelp does not yet have a 3-year track record, but it will pretty soon. And that 3-year track record is going to be quite good, because in 2015, when it has been around for 3 years, we're going to look back and say this is the stock that started at $12 per share, and this is a stock that's now $100 per share. This is one of the great IPOs of what, 2 years ago. We're going to say that Yelp over the last 12 months is up 345%. And we're going to say that Yelp gets a momentum grade right now of A+. It passes the performance test. No, it doesn't have the 3-year track record yet. It will soon. No, it doesn't have the 5-year track record yet. That's a few years down the road. No, it doesn't have the 10-year track record yet. That's okay, because it's off to a phenomenal start. Now we have to look, however, at the valuation of Yelp. This is a very difficult stock to put a valuation on, but it's a very fast-growing stock. In fact, if we look at the last 4 quarters, we have a company that has reported 68% increase in sales, a 69% increase in sales, a 68% increase, and a 72% increase in sales. That is phenomenal growth. On the bottom line, earnings, Yelp is expected to be profitable in 2015 for the first time. And they're expected to grow those earnings over the next 5 years by 43% per year. That's superior growth. Okay, by contrast, let's just look at Cisco. Cisco is expected to grow their earnings by 7% per year. Yelp's expected to grow their earnings by 43% per year. I can make a valuation case for Yelp 5 years from now. I look at 5-year target prices based on those projections and that growth potential. Yelp passes my performance test. Yelp passes my valuation test. Even though, no, this isn't one you're buying at 1x book, or you're getting a stock that's trading at a huge discount to its intrinsic value. You're buying a superior growth company that has the potential to be worth a lot more down the road than what it's worth today, especially 5 years from now. Lastly, I look at the chart of the stock, and I see a stock that was range-bound late last year in about the $30 range, and then it broke out, and then it went sideways, broke out again, and traveled in the $50 range for several months, broke out again, traveled in the $70 range for several months, broke out again, and now it's traveling in the $90 range. It continues to break out, hit new highs, consolidate, break out again, consolidate, hit new highs, and until that trend is over, And until the stock starts dropping in rank, I'm going to continue to own my Yelp stock here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some ground here this morning. I talked a little bit about asset allocation in the first part of the show. And you know, there's just a lot of people that are comfortable with that because they feel like, number one, they can't lose too much in the downtimes. And the problem is, the flip side of that equation is you can't make too much in the up times. And, you know, I did the math on last year, a 50-50 bond stock portfolio would have been up about 6.2%. The market had one of its best years ever. The market was up 29% last year, the S&P 500. But then you go back to 2008. Course, the market was down 38% that year. The bond market was up 32%. It was the exact flip side of what we saw last year. So the asset allocator would say, you know, well, you just do an asset allocation every year, basically 50-50. If you're 60 years old, it should be 60 bonds, 40 stocks. If you're 70 years old, it should be 70 bonds, 30 stocks. And you just come what may every year, get those returns, what the markets deliver. But I just think there's a better way of doing it. I think there's times in our world economy and in our national economy and in the global interest rate environment, there's times that favor stocks, there's times that favor bonds. And I, you know, invented some logarithms and formulas that tell me at any given time of the 33 asset classes that I have to choose from, which are the best ones to be in at any given point in time. And when it changes, then I change. For the last 18 months now, the only asset class that's been worthy of my investments have been the U.S. equities market. No emerging markets, no fixed income, no debt, no real estate investment trust, no precious metals, the U.S. stock market. That's been the only asset class that has been performing. Everything outside of that is doing horrible. The emerging markets continue to stumble and be submerging markets. And yet I can't tell you how many articles I've read over the last 2 years saying it's time to get back into the emerging markets. Well, they've been wrong for the last 2 years. And over the last 18 months, it's time to get back into gold. This is just the biggest buy signal we've ever seen here at London Coins International. Well, gold's had a little rally here to start the year, but look at the overall chart of gold over the last 3 years. It's been horrible. Compare the chart of gold with the chart of the U.S. stock market. And yes, the U.S. stock market at some point in the future is not going to be the best asset class to be invested in, but for now it is, and we have to make the most of it While the sun is shining. While the sun is shining on the equities market in the United States of America, we've got to make as much hay as we possibly can. And when it's over, it's over. And I cannot tell you what the next best asset classes will be to invest in. We just have to wait until that time comes. For now, every single week in my newsletter and every Monday on my show, I show you the rankings of the asset classes out there, and there's been no change. And I know a lot of times you might think, gee, he's just a broken record. Does he ever change? Well, you should have listened to me 3 or 4 years ago. It was a completely different class of asset classes that were leading the market. It was commodity-related stocks. Anything commodity-related, wheat, corn, coal, oil. By the way, the coal stocks are starting to break out again. I looked at WLB yesterday, which is Westmoreland Coal, breaking out to new all-time highs. Do I own it yet? No. But I'm certainly taking note of this move that we're all of a sudden seeing in commodities. Is the world expecting inflation down the road? I don't know. Maybe eventually commodities will be in that top 8 asset classes that I like to look at out of the 34 that I track. They're not there yet, however, but they are rumbling and they are making some noise. I was looking at ARLP the other day, which is a coal limited partnership, which pays a big fat dividend of 5.6%. I wrote about that stock in my book, Alliance Resource Partners. I wrote about it in my book, Best Stocks Now, a couple years ago, and I see that thing hitting new all-time highs and paying that big fat dividend. It's a coal partnership. So, you know, who knows? Maybe the commodities will rise up into that top tier of asset classes, but for now, it continues to be U.S. stocks. I'm not interested in a 50-50 stock bond portfolio. I'm sorry. When our own government writes the following in their proposed budget that they've just presented today, a $3.9 trillion budget, when they write that interest payments, they expect interest payments to more than triple over the next decade because of increasing debt, number one, which should come as no surprise, and number two, due to higher interest rates. They are expecting higher interest rates. So how does the asset allocator look his clients in the face and tell them, I think you should have 50 to 70% of your portfolio in the bond market, in fixed income? To me, that just defies logic. But look, hey, everybody to each his own. I'm not going to knock what they do. I'm sure they're going to knock what I do. I just choose to do it my way, as Frank Sinatra would say. I'm not an asset allocator. I do not believe in spreading your assets all around by buying a ticket on every horse in the race and hoping that the winner will offset all of the other bets. You're just bound to mediocrity over time, in my opinion. And especially given the fact that the prospects just don't look very good for interest rate sensitive investments going forward. Now that could change. Situation in the world could change, but for now, that's my posture on the bond market. You can get my newsletter every single week. You can see where my top asset classes are, the ones that I like the best, the ones that I think you should be invested in. Or you can talk to us about our money management here. We're not asset allocators at Gunderson Capital Management. We're 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.